flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Andrew Golden covers the team for the Post. West Palm Beach, the site today of more pitchers throwing their first bullpens, including for the first time ever, a Washington Nationals signee direct from Japan. How about them opening up a new market?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And Daisuke Matsuzaka was there, but none of us knew what was happening until we looked over at the warning track and we were like, all right, that's really him. So it was really cool. He threw about 40 pitches, and so it should be interesting to see how they kind of manage his workload moving forward and how he adjusts coming from Japan. But, it was cool to see today.
Andrew, what are your biggest questions that may or may not be answered in spring training?
Yeah, I think my biggest questions are how do the young guys take a step forward? Obviously, James and Dylan are the two that I'm looking at, and then McKenzie in terms of can you take the next step forward to be an ace? I look at some of the questions in terms of position battles, starting pitching, right? Who's going to be in the back end of the rotation? Who's going to play third base? Who's the fourth outfield? So those are some things I'm looking at. And also, are they going to add any guys on minor league deals? Any guys they're going to bring in the coming days? They said they want to add in their bullpen. That's actually probably the biggest question, right? The bullpen, I mean, like, they really don't have a ton of experience in their bullpen at the moment. They have a couple of guys, but those are all questions I kind of have right now.
Has C.J. Abrams spoke to the media yet? This is obviously the first week he's been at work since the end of last season when he got in trouble.
Yes, he spoke to us on Wednesday on the first day. We walked up to him, and he said he's ready to move past it and move on. He said it took some time to kind of process everything that happened, but he's ready to just get back to baseball, and that's what Mike Rizzo said yesterday. That's what Dave Martinez said. So everybody seems to have kind of moved on, and CJ was in camp early, and he seemed to be interacting with his teammates and seemed like he was when he left in September.
There are a couple potential odd men out here in the starting rotation. A lot of times, injuries will take care of everything. It's the unfortunate part about it, but, it's certainly a factor. But there's seven guys by my count right now, Andrew, that either think they're going to be starters or maybe will be starters at some point. How do you see it shaking out?
Yeah, I think the three quote-unquote locks will be Mackenzie Gore, Jake Irvin, and Michael Soroka. I think those last two spots are up for grabs. I think Trevor Williams, given how well he pitched before his injury, I think he would get another shot to be in the rotation. They re-signed him to a 2-year, $14 million deal, so I think they would put him in the rotation. And then that last spot, I think, comes down to DJ Hurz or Mitchell Parker. Mitchell Parker had a great first half and struggled in the second. DJ Hurz was the opposite. He struggled in the first half and was really good in the second half. And so if I had to guess right now, I would say Mitchell Parker, but I could see it really going either way. It's a coin flip.
Burning questions otherwise. I mean, things that you're monitoring, either back of the roster positions that are up for grabs, starting spots, like what do we still need to figure out?
Yeah, third base, it seems that Jose Tena has the inside track for that, but that's interesting to me. The fourth outfield spot, I think you could obviously go with Alex Call, who had some success last year. I don't know how healthy Stone Garrett is, obviously coming off the knee injury, if he's able to play every day. If that fourth outfield spot's interesting, could they add somebody from outside to kind of compete as well? And then the bullpen, they have Jorge Lopez, they have Colin Poche, but they're pretty inexperienced outside of that. So I'm trying to see what other bullpen arms they have before everything's said and done.
What should their expectations be for Josh Bell?
It depends on what Josh you're getting, right? I know it's not necessarily a great answer, but is it the Josh you know, Josh can be really streaky, right? So it's like, is he going to be the hitter that we saw in the first half right before he got traded to the Padres, or are we going to see the Josh Bell that struggled at times during his career? So I'm expecting to have a good year, but I know the Nationals really hope so too. But I was expecting to have a good year this year.
I mean, I guess my follow-up to that would be, like, he is older and coming off of a couple of seasons that haven't quite been at the level of when we last saw him in D.C. Like,
yeah.
Why would there be an expectation that he would get back to hitting, you know, 28, 30 home runs? He's only done that a couple times in his career anyway. More recently, he's been closer to 20 jacks and, you know, a 240 average or something. Like, I would think that's the expectation. And the fact that he only cost $6 million makes that okay.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the expectation is, and like, again, like when you look at the production at first base, you had Joey Meneses who hit, I don't even know if he hit 20 home runs over the next two seasons after his breakout in 2022. So if you got 20 from Josh Bell, like, you would take that, right? Like, I think that'd be a successful season. So that's what I'm expecting from him. I think if you look at some of his stats, his bat speed has slowed down a little bit. And so I think he's not going to be the guy. I don't think he'll be the guy from 2022, but I still think he'd be a productive player who can hit 20, 25 home runs if he has it in him and he plays like, you know, he thinks he can.
What do we expect from Dylan Cruz this year?
I expect him to be a really solid player. I mean, he's going to play right field every day is what Dave Martinez seems to be saying these first couple of days. I expect him to have a good year. I think the big question is just that consistency. He only had like 30 or so games last year. Struggled a little bit with breaking balls. But I think you're going to see a great defender in the field. I'm interested to see what adjustments he makes at the plate. But I think you're going to get a really good player this year, and I think he'll definitely contribute.
Andrew, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.